KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 67 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy today. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, a Pottawatomie County man was injured in a near head-on collision Tuesday afternoon near Clarinda. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 21-year-old Corey Smith of Council Bluffs was transported to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center by Clarinda Ambulance following the crash on Highway 2 near the 44-mile marker. Officials say Smith was driving a 2008 Kia Optima westbound on Highway 2 at around 4:12 p.m. when an eastbound 2002 Ford Focus driven by 58-year-old Richard Wilcoxon of Bedford crossed the center line and hit the Kia in the westbound lane. The accident remains under investigation. Clarinda Fire and EMS, along with deputies from the Page County Sheriff's Office, assisted at the scene. News time is 7:07.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindemann Tractor. We at Lindemann's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor, true blue.
A bridge over the Missouri River linking the cities of Omaha and Council Bluffs was the scene of a triple shooting early this morning. According to the Omaha World Herald, three people were wounded during the incident, which took place on the Omaha side of the Bob Carey Bridge at around 1:15 a.m. The extent of the injuries was not immediately clear, but one person was apparently shot in the stomach. Another was hit in the foot. Two of the victims were transported to the Nebraska Medical Center, the other to Creighton University Medical Center. All were said to be in critical condition. One person was taken into custody in connection with the incident, while the others were being sought by police. The paper reports the walkway was littered with spent shell casings after the shootings. The bridge has been cordoned off to foot traffic while an investigation is underway. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County arrested a Messina man on Saturday. Officials said Tuesday that 40-year-old Todd Edward Kimson faces a felony charge of intimidation with a dangerous weapon and an aggravated domestic assault charge. Kimson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on $10,000 cash bond Monday. Five people were arrested over the weekend in Atlantic. According to the police department, 21-year-old Nicholas Anderson of Atlantic and 51-year-old Robert Atkinson of Chicago, Illinois, had been arrested Friday. Anderson was taken into custody in a Cass County warrant for contempt of court, failure to comply with treatment. Atkinson was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Saturday, Atlantic police arrested 19-year-old Ethan Pollock of Oneida and 25-year-old Eric Gross of Des Moines. Both men were charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. They were booked into the Cass County Jail. And on Sunday, 38-year-old David Graham of Atlantic was arrested by the Atlantic PD on an OWI charge. Graham was also booked into the Cass County Jail. The Stewart Police Department said charges were filed Tuesday in Guthrie County District Court with regard to the May 20th robbery of the First State Bank in Stewart. Wayne Eugene Palmer and Hannah Elizabeth Reisinger, both of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, have been charged with robbery in the first degree in connection with the case. The filing of the charges had been delayed due to the Memorial Day holiday. Palmer and Reisinger remain in custody at the Los Angeles Metro Jail in L.A., California. They were arrested May 24th on material witness warrants related to the May 20th bank robbery. Palmer was also arrested on a parole violation warrant from Pennsylvania. Arrangements are currently being made to have both Palmer and Reisinger extradited to the Guthrie County Jail from Los Angeles. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating a burglary that occurred sometime over the past few days. Authorities say sometime between last Friday and Tuesday, someone entered the Anderson Conservation Building at 2059 190th Street. The perpetrator of the crime left with a computer from the office area. The loss was estimated at $1,645. The building itself was not damaged. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. and a construction company is out about $34,000 after some of its equipment was stolen sometime over the past week. The Page County Sheriff's Office says an employee of Cedar Falls Construction out of Waterloo called Tuesday to report the theft of a skid loader, brush attachment, and trailer. The items, which were being used for a road construction project, were located at Rapp Park parking lot when not in use. Authorities are asking the public to be on the lookout for a yellow Gale 4840E skid loader, a 20-foot-long PJ trailer that the skid loader was parked on, and a Sweepstar 21072 pavement broom that was attached to the skid loader. The items were taken sometime between 5 p.m. May 23rd and 8:45 a.m. May 28th. If you have any information about the theft, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Mabel Bud Henley, age 79 of Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mabel Henley will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. James Katzer, age 76 of Persia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for James Katzer will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thelma Hammond, age 99 of Corvallis, Oregon, died January 10th. Graveside services for Thelma Hammond will be held today at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don McCunn, age 80, of Messina, the mayor of Messina and a longtime local businessman, died Monday. A funeral service for Don McCunn will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Izetta Bopp, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday. Services for Izetta Bopp will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Chalfont, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Irma Chalfont will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. William Blackmer Sr., age 87, of Ocala, Florida, and formerly of Casey, died August of last year. Memorial services for William Blackmer Sr. will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene King, age 81, and Wanda King, age 78, have died. Eugene King died in August of 2007. Wanda King died March 28th of this year. Joint memorial graveside services for Eugene and Wanda King will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be on Saturday at 3:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Bonnie Boyd, age 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Bonnie Boyd are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Everett Red Faust, age 87, of Atlantic, a longtime former sales manager and owner of KJAN Radio, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Red Faust are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dorothy Rounds, age 83, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Rounds are pending at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.